Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds delegation-level talks with his Ethiopian counterpart, Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali, in Addis Ababa. Both countries elevate bilateral ties to a strategic relationship and sign 3 MOUs to enhance mutual cooperation. Prime Minister Modi concludes 2-day successful visit to Jordan, New Delhi and Amman, ink 5 MOUs. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar meets his Israeli counterpart Gideon Saar in Jerusalem. Both sides reiterate zero-tolerance policy towards terrorism. India and UAE reaffirm commitment to India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor and strengthen cooperation for Global South. 35 countries approve creation of a compensation body to pay for damages to Ukraine caused by war with Russia. And in Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India enter semi-final, defeating Malaysia by 315 runs in group stage match in Dubai. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with his Ethiopian counterpart, Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali, on all aspects of bilateral ties in Addis Ababa this evening. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said, India and Ethiopia are elevating their ties to a strategic partnership, giving new energy and direction to cooperation.
Aaj hum Bharat-Ethiopia sambandho ko strategic partnership us tar par ले जा रहे हैं। यह कदम हमारे संबंधों को नई ऊर्जा, नई गति और नई गहराई प्रदान करेगा। आज हमें हमारे सहयोग के प्रमुख आयामों जैसे इकोनॉमी, इनोवेशन, टेक्नोलॉजी, डिफेंस, हेल्थ, कैपेसिटी बिल्डिंग और मल्टीलेटरल कोऑपरेशन पर विचार विमर्श करने का मौका मिला।
In his address, Ethiopia's Prime Minister appreciated India's consistent emphasis that Africa's priorities must lead the partnership, aligning with an Africa-led and Africa-defined development path. Earlier, India and Ethiopia signed 3 MOUs to enhance mutual cooperation in the presence of the two leaders. These include administrative assistance in custom matters, data center establishment at the Embassy of Ethiopia, and cooperation in UN peacekeeping. Prime Minister Modi reached Ethiopia's capital this evening on a 2-day visit to the African nation after concluding his visit to Jordan. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's Ethiopia visit has filed this report.
Both India and Ethiopia share historic ties, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi share a great bonding with Ethiopian Prime Minister Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali. The Prime Minister of Ethiopia, Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali, personally came to airport to receive Prime Minister Modi. Later, Prime Minister was given ceremonial welcome and guard of honor at the National Palace. At Addis Ababa Airport, Prime Minister took part in a traditional coffee ceremony with Prime Minister of Ethiopia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also visited the Science Museum in the city. This museum showcases different aspects of science and innovation and how they can be harnessed for Ethiopia's progress. PM Modi also went to the Friendship Park and Friendship Square in Addis Ababa with Prime Minister of Ethiopia, Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi was given a rousing welcome after his arrival at Addis Ababa. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi wrapped up his 2-day successful visit to Jordan. During the visit, Mr. Modi held extensive talks with King Abdullah II in Amman. The two leaders also addressed a high-profile business forum. Both sides also signed 5 memoranda of understanding. Our correspondent covering the PM's Jordan visit has filed this report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has concluded his landmark visit to Jordan with India and Jordan agreeing on a forward-looking roadmap to deepen the partnership across trade, technology, connectivity and people-to-people ties. Both leaders reaffirmed the strong foundation of trust and goodwill underpinning India-Jordan relations. On the economic front, the leaders welcomed the steady growth in bilateral trade, valued at $2.3 billion in 2024 and underlined the need to diversify the trade basket. They welcomed the Jordan-India Business Forum and agreed to convene the next trade and economic joint Investment Committee in 2026. Greater cooperation in customs, transport and logistics was identified as key, with Jordan's strategic location and logistics strengths seen as an opportunity to enhance regional connectivity and private sector collaboration. The two sides also agreed to expand cooperation on digital technology, education, healthcare, agriculture, water management and renewable energy, with several agreements signed to support capacity building, digital transformation, clean energy and sustainable development. Cultural ties received a boost with a new cultural exchange program and a twinning agreement between Petra and the Ellora Caves to promote tourism and heritage links. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Amman.
Prime Minister Modi will arrive in Oman tomorrow on the last leg of his three-nation tour after concluding his visit to Jordan and Ethiopia. More from our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's Oman visit.
India shares a special partnership with the Sultanate of Oman, built on centuries-old contacts and supported by trade linkages and people-to-people ties. In present times, the relationship has evolved into a strategic partnership characterized by robust cooperation in diverse areas of mutual interest. During his two-day visit, Prime Minister Modi will hold comprehensive review of the entire spectrum of the bilateral relations with the Sultan of Oman and also exchange perspectives on regional and international issues of mutual interest. He is expected to address business leaders from both the countries at a business forum and is also scheduled to address the Indian community here, which is eagerly waiting for his arrival. This is Rajesh Bali for Akashwani News from Oman.
This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has condemned the recent terror attack during Hanukkah celebrations at Bondi Beach in Australia's Sydney, asserting that India and Israel have a policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism. The minister made these remarks after holding bilateral consultations with his Israeli counterpart Gideon Saar in Jerusalem today.
I convey our very, very sincere, deep condolences at the loss of life due to the terror attack at the Hanukkah celebrations in Bondi Beach. India and Israel have a policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism. We appreciate your consistent support to our fight against terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. India supports the Gaza peace plan and hopes that it would lead to a lasting and durable solution.
India and the United Arab Emirates have reaffirmed their commitment to the implementation of the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor and work for the Global South. The External Affairs Ministry stated this in a statement after External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his UAE counterpart Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan co-chaired the 16th India-UAE Joint Commission meeting and the fifth round of the India-UAE Strategic Dialogue in Abu Dhabi yesterday. 35 countries formally approved plans today to create a compensation body to pay for the damages to Ukraine caused by the Russian invasion. The Council of Europe, the continent's preeminent human rights organization, has facilitated the International Claims Commission, which will allow Ukrainians to seek compensation for damage, loss, or injury caused by Russia since the full-scale invasion began in February 2022. The nation celebrated Vijay Diwas today to commemorate India's victory over Pakistan in 1971 war. The end of the war also resulted in subsequent secession of East Pakistan into Bangladesh. It was on this day in 1971, the chief of the Pakistani forces, General A.A. Khan Niazi, along with 93,000 troops, had surrendered unconditionally to the Allied forces consisting of the Indian Army and Mukti Bahini. In Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India have reached the semi-final, defeating Malaysia by 315 runs in the third group stage match in Dubai today. Chasing a target of 409 runs set by India, Malaysia were bowled out for 93 runs in 32.1 overs. Earlier put into bat, India posted 408 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in 50 overs. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds delegation-level talks with his Ethiopian counterpart, Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali, in Addis Ababa. Both countries elevate bilateral ties to strategic relationship. 3 MOUs to enhance mutual cooperation. Prime Minister Modi concludes two-day successful visit to Jordan. New Delhi and Amman ink 5 MOUs. And in Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India enters semi-final defeating Malaysia by 315 runs in Dubai. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. Good night.